Hello, everyone. I am Johnson Obameyinti.
And I am Feyi Obameyinti.
And we are the host of Oasis of Hope podcast.
Yes.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm doing very well. We praise the Lord. This is episode
54.
Wow.
Lord is good.
A good 54.
And is worthy of all of our praises and all of our worship and all of our adoration. God is good all the time.
All the time, and all the time he's good. So, the last episode, you had lots and lots of feedback. It looks like people are just really excited. They're hungry.
Yes.
And so we're just excited to be able to provide.
Yes, and of course, we know this is towards the end of October. And towards the end of October, we know what generally happens and what a lot of people normally try to celebrate. However, you know, the question that came to us that we're tackling today is asking us as believers, as Christians, should we celebrate Halloween or what alternative do we have if we don't?
Yes, and I think this is episode 54, so we've covered this topic in one way or the other, and I know we've responded that, well, they can go back to the archives of all the podcasts and, you know, check which episode that is, but for those that are just joining us and learning about Oasis of Hope podcast, this is their own turn and their own version.
Exactly.
So.
And tonight, and on this particular episode, we teamed Hallelujah Wins.
Now, when you gave me that, when you gave me that title, I was thinking Hallelujah Wins. I said, "Wow, Halloween, Hallelujah Wins." Mm-hmm. And you said, you know, the Holy Spirit dropped it in your spirit. You just cut it, you shared it, and said, this is what the Lord dropped. And, you know, in answering those questions, should Christian celebrate Halloween? So, go for
amazingly, Hallelujah is known as a universal language or praise and worship word in every language. Every language say Hallelujah. Every language use the same word, Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praising God. And Psalm 150 says, praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for his acts of power. Praise him for his surpassing greatness. Praise him with the sounding of the trumpet. Praise him with the harp and lyre. Praise him with timbrel and dancing. Praise him with the strings and pipe. Praise him with the clash of cymbals. Praise him with resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath, every living creature, every living thing that has breath,
praise the Lord. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You know, this is awesome. So what this is telling us is that everything that a lot of people do in front of idols or in front of their so-called little G-O-D that has mouth that cannot talk, that has ears cannot hear, but we're talking about Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah is the praise word for this Almighty God. And that is saying that, you know what? There are other alternatives. There are other way we can show the unbelievers or the non-Christians that are sacrificing their time to celebrate Halloween and say, no, we have other alternatives that will be beneficial and that will also bless other people rather than sharing candy.
Now, can you share with us some three ideas, alternatives that families or communities can, you know, dive into?
Okay.
The alternative I love that name, Hallelujah Wayne. Exactly. I love it very well.
Exactly. When people come to your door and say they trick or treating, right? So then you can treat them to gospel tracts.
So distributing tracts is one
exactly.
way.
Exactly.
Okay.
So, and basically what you're telling them is sharing the gospel. And what is gospel? Good news. The good news, there's nothing that surpasses the good news, the word of God, because the Bible says, what does it profit a man? What does it profit anyone that inherit the whole world and loses his soul? So we're talking about one soul, gaining one soul, the angels rejoice. So during the Hallelujah wins, when people come to your door, then you show them the positive part. You distribute the gospel tracts and then have that opportunity to point them in the way of knowing the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior and Lord.
Okay, that's one. Mm-hmm. So two.
So another way that people can do it is some people call it for festival or celebration. So we're
Harvest Festival.
Harvest Festival, thank you. And they can gather together and they can eat and share and then sing praise and worship or they can do door-to-door evangelism. Or they can, you know, just reach out. And another way that we can do that, coupled with that, is that because we know that other kids might envy the other kids that are going door-to-door asking for candy, then we can do that and share meal and share dessert and different things, especially for those little kids. You know, give them a celebration.
So I'm glad that you brought all that. So we've shared two, mm-hmm. The use of sharing gospel tracts.
Yes, yes.
And number two, harvest festival. So that's one. So we'll mm-hmm. get to the third one soon. Mm-hmm. But an alert that someone sent to us mm-hmm. not too long ago was for parents to be mindful, especially mm-hmm. during this holiday season coming up, about some phenantoin being put in candies.
Yes.
So you want to speak a little to that? Well, it's just a caution for parents that a lot of these candies are being coated
exactly.
with drugs that actually will be harmful to their children. And there's no way they're going to know.
And even beside that, you know, that one, as bad as it can be, even sugar too can be another thing. You know, some of these candies are so sugary, loaded with sugar, that are not good for their health as well. And then that the one that you just mentioned as well, so people have to be real careful. It used to be in a couple of years ago that even people would put like medals, you know, needles or some kind of mm-hmm. stuff in candies with the purpose of harming people. And then also, when you look at that, is what type of picture are we showing those young people, especially those people dressing like devil, those people dressing like, different caricatures and different type of things they just want to scare people. So what benefit do they get in scaring little children, scaring kids and stuff? And then the most important thing is that, are they making fun of dead and stuff? You know, they have skeletons and they have all those type of stuff. Or even some people will even have in front of their own house a coffin, you know, an empty coffin. So we have to be really careful, especially as Christians and as believers, you know, because what people bring into their home, what they speak out of their mouth, what they propose from their heart, it has to be things that glorify God. You remember that's what the scripture talks about, Philippians, right? That you have to think about all these things. You know, you have to think about things that edify, things that glorify God. I mean, things that, you know, those are the things that you need to think about. Not things that are evil, that are conniving, that are scaring other people away, but you have to think about things that Oh, I'm glad you had that scriptures right there, Philippians 4:8.
You want to read it? I think, you know, it's good. We're talking about all these things. Many times we always say that, you know, the word Christian have been overstretched in many angles, that we always go back to what does the Bible say. The Bible says that they were first called Christians.
That's Acts 11:26. Says that in Antioch,
they were first called Christians. Why? Because they were Christ-like.
Exactly.
But we know that in this day and age, that word is being overstretched in many angles. That to different people, that word means different thing. But for us as believers that have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ and He is the focal center of our lives, we know what that means.
Exactly.
You know? So,
just the scripture that we're just talking about is Philippians 4:8, right? It says, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise," hallelujah, "think on these things."
I love that. "If there be any," hallelujah, "think on these things."
Exactly. So, that hallelujah will always win.
So during this fall festival, during this harvest festival, during this time when we're seeing all these laden images all around, and a lot of people do not know the connotation or the meaning spiritually, and unknowingly, unintentionally, they expose their children, their families into that. He says, if there be any, hallelujah, these are the things that you need to think about.
Exactly, exactly. You know, and I know that the person that asked these questions also went further, and they're talking about stores. You know, how stores buy into this. So this is when you can actually know a Christian-based or godly-based store.
Organization.
Organization. You know, because, you know, sometimes also it gets so worrisome to go to some stores, because, you know, you can go to some aisles in those stores and they just loaded with all those scary stuff, making those scary noise and sound and stuff. But you know what? What we are to pursue are those things that we just read. You know, we are to pursue things that are true, things that are honest, things that are just, pure, lovely, things that have good report, you know, that has praiseworthy in it. So things that are praiseworthy. So those are the things that we ought to pursue.
And the person of our Lord Jesus Christ is all of these things.
Exactly.
He is true.
Yes.
We can pursue Him.
Yes.
He is honest.
Yes.
We can pursue Him. He is just.
Yes.
We can pursue Him.
Yes.
He is pure. We can pursue Him.
Yes.
He is lovely. We can pursue Him. He has and is full of good report, good news.
Yes.
We can pursue Him.
Yes.
He has virtue. We can pursue Him.
Yeah.
And He is worthy of all praise. We can pursue Him.
That's
and
right.
We can focus all our attention on our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
That's
so,
right.
You've given one, you've given two.
Mm-hmm.
What is a third one for in an alternative for what we're talking about?
Okay.
Basically, what can they do in hallelujah win?
Okay. See, another thing they can do is that, you know, as Christians, as believers, you can invite friends. You can invite friends to your home for a dinner. You can invite friends to your home for a gathering. You know, just drink, you know.
In honor of
exactly
hallelujah.
In honor of hallelujah. And that'll give you the opportunity now to share and say, well, what are we celebrating? And then you can let them know that, look, you know, as an alternative to Halloween, this is what we celebrate. This is, we celebrate Jesus Christ. We celebrate, you know, Him coming, him dying, him resurrecting the third day, and living forevermore, sitting on the right hand of God, and advocating for us on a daily basis. And then he is the only one, Jesus Christ is the only one that died for our sin. He's the only one that is worthy of our praises, of our worship, of our adoration. He's the only one, because he's the only one that put himself, his life, on the line for us.
We can celebrate him at all times.
So, I believe that a lot of other churches also, they do, they do pumpkin
patch decorations.
And decorations and stuff. But then they can also use it to send a message. Instead of using it to send the wrong message, they can also do that pumpkin decoration competitions, but use it to send a gospel message. Use it to send a godly message. Use it to send a good news message, as opposed to the other. Because we know that the difference between us and the Halloween is that we are the light. And wherever we are, the darkness cannot survive.
Yeah. And I know some people have already, they've already shared, because for some people, they said they read the Principles of Restoration, and they saw the aspect of that mention of, Halloween and the connotation and all what it comes from. Yes, we know these very, very well. And that's why we encourage parents. There's nothing like opening up the hearts, the mind of your children. In reference to Philippians 4:8, things that are true, that are lovely, that will give them joy, that will bring them peace. That's the key thing. So we've prayed with a lot of families to know that some children have nightmares are tormented. And it's not something to downplay. The spiritual world is really a real world.
It is. It's one of those things that we even encourage Christians and believers that you have to be aware of the type of posters that you have in your home.
Yes.
You have to be aware of the type of artwork that you have in your home, because all those things, that are done with the intention of scaring people.
Yes.
They are not what to have in your home. Okay? Because your home's supposed to be a peaceful place. It's supposed to be a home, not just a building, not just a house, but a home where you want to go into and feel safe and secure.
And a place where the Holy Spirit dwells.
Where the Holy Spirit dwells, exactly. And that, I know that when we were talking about that Philippians 4:8, and when you just say, oh yes, Jesus is all of this.
Yes,
and
he is.
And it's the truth. I said, wow, that's right, because John 14:6, this says that Jesus Christ, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So he is the only way, no other way. He is the truth, and he is the life. He's the one that can give life, So no other source of life exists outside Jesus Christ.
Outside of Jesus Christ. And if anyone will know that, you will. You would know that.
Yes, exactly.
From your background.
Exactly.
And didn't grow up in a Christian home, didn't grow up reading the Bible or going to church.
Yes.
So if anyone will know the realness of a Savior in the person of Jesus Christ, you do. So
that's right. And that is true. Because even today, we see a lot of pagans and a lot of, idol worshippers, especially in some other parts of the world, that are now turning to Christ. Because some of them are having an encounter with Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ appearing to them. Turning their lives around in their sleep, in their dream. Jesus Christ appearing to them. And then by virtue of that, their life their life is never the same again.
And you can argue with someone's personal testimony or somebody's personal experience that they have a first-hand experience of are meeting Jesus Christ in their sleep, and the transformation and what he's done for them, no one can, because that's a first-hand experience that they know that indeed Jesus Christ is real.
Yeah, I mean, it's like having the Bible, you know, the Bible in front of us, I mean, be written afresh again, you know, because we know when Jesus was walking around, the encounter he had, you know, with that man at the tomb, you know, the insane or crazy person at the tomb. We see all of the situations and the miracles that he performed. So Jesus Christ is alive today, and he lives forevermore. So that's why we continue to see this miracle even happening today. So the miracle of the Lord Jesus Christ is not of yesterday, as it was, because the Bible says, "Lo, I am God, I do not change," Malachi 3:6. So because he doesn't change, because he's infinite God, he's unsearchable God, he's incomprehensible God, so he is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore.
Amen. So he you've given us three.
Yeah.
So let's review it again. The first one.
So the first one is that, you know, when people come to your door, have tracts, Christian tracts, gospel tracts, ready for them.
And I'm just thinking now, so for some that say, well, I don't have tracts, maybe they have even devotionals like Daily Bread, or even books that talk about the Lord Jesus Christ. They can spark a lot of a love of reading in children. They come to the door, give them that to read, to share. So,
and if you really have to do anything that, you know, for them to eat, make it healthy, make it a healthy one, so that you don't contribute to any illness or sickness, right? So that is very important. So the second one, we talk about fall festival, right?
Or harvest,
or harvest festival. Yes. So we can, I mean, you can plan that as a church, you know, for your church members, for your youth, for your children ministry, and then you can do it for community, you know, or maybe like an open or tent gathering, you know, where you invite other people in the community or in the, your neighborhood, and then you know, to give you the opportunity to preach the gospel. But that's another one. That's the second one, right?
That's okay.
So, but the third one is where you have to, you know, bring in people, invite people, you know, to your home. You know, it'd be like, you know, like some people in their churches, they have what they call cell group.
Yes.
So they invite your friends, so co-workers and stuff, because, you know, like in the offices, they might be trying to do something different. So what is a better way to show them an alternative way to do it in a godly way?
In a godly way. And talking about cell group, by the way, I'm going to put a plug here. So for our hiking group, if you love to hike, if by any chance you are around the Dallas-Fort Worth area, or you live in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and you are looking to stay healthy, to stay fit, send us an email and we will share with you. We go hiking once a month with our church hiking group, and we will love to have you. You're welcome. No matter where you are, you know, in terms of your walk with God and your hiking skills, we take everyone. So, and it's always a time of prayer, a time of worship. We worship out there in the outdoors. And it is just beautiful, beautiful experience that we have. We admire the creation of God, the lake, you know, the trees, the atmosphere. It's just a wonderful time. So I just put the plug there because we're talking about Hallelujah Win. And that's one of the things that we do on our monthly hike. We hike the third Saturdays of every month. So if you're in the Dallas area, you would love to join us. Check us out, or send us an email, and we will be able to send you all that information. So
amen, amen. Wow, that is so awesome. That is amazing what God is doing around the world. So even this month, the end of this month, as some people will be gathering together and they'll be talking about Halloween, we encourage you that you lift up Jesus Christ. You lift up the name of our Lord and Savior and say that, you know what? Hallelujah wins.
Amen.
Because hallelujah wins all the time.
Hallelujah wins. So let's make this time, let's contribute to the light. Let's shed the light. Let's share the light that as, you know, the world goes in promoting, you know, all these things they do during this time. Let the people of God praise the Lord in every form. Let's lift up the name of the Lord. Hallelujah wins.
Remember that the Bible declares that we are the salt of the world. We are the light of the world. So let's take that light to everywhere there is darkness and shine that light and let that light overcome every darkness.
I say hallelujah wins. Amen.
And until next time, that's about the time we have for this episode 54. And we want to say that we love you
and stay connected. Bye-bye.